Hey, it's Big Joe for your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, Absolute Comfort. Chris Wedekin is the owner, and he tells us why many homeowners are giving up their air conditioners for a high-efficiency heat pump.
By removing your air conditioner and replacing it with a heat pump, you are not only saving by getting a higher-efficiency air conditioner, the heat pump works in reverse and saves you money in the wintertime as well.
See if a heat pump is the right move for you by going to absolutecomfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
As you heard Kurt Darling discuss, FedEx moving maintenance operations to Indy. Of course. And I don't think we're recognizing how big and important of a move this is. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. They right now base themselves out of LAX and Los Angeles World Airports. That contract is going to expire in June of 2024. And they're going to move heavy maintenance capability. They're going to end the use of that hub, end the use of that facility, and heavy maintenance capability is going to move to Indianapolis. This is fantastic news, and not so much for the number of jobs. And there's a quote from Wish TV, or Wish TV has a story, where Kevin Briniger, who's from the Indiana Chamber of Commerce, says this will be a positive boost for the workforce, but there's no exact number of the additional jobs that's coming. And yes, these would be high-paying jobs. I think it's more than that. It is the recognition of Indy is the place you come to build, to grow. And when FedEx decides that this is going to be the home for keeping themselves afloat, aloft, if you will, that's huge. That states something. You have Republic Airways that is building that new corporate headquarters in Carmel. You've got this move from FedEx. That's a play. That's valuable. And yes, it will mean some rather high-paying jobs in these fields, but it means the opportunity for ancillary businesses that support those things to be here. That's more jobs. That's more opportunity. More reason for people to stay in Indiana. More reason and opportunities for Indiana to build out opportunities to attract people to Indiana. I like this all the way around. This is good news and a good story. Now, not everything is good news and not everything has a good story. The Secretary of State, Diego Morales, hired his brother-in-law.
He did what?
Look up idiot in the dictionary. You know what you'll find?
A picture of me?
No. The definition of the word idiot, which you f***ing are.
God, Karen, you are so stupid.
What are your qualifications?
Take his qualifications and then shove them somewhere. Who hires their brother-in-law?
That is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard in my life.
Diego Morales fires brother-in-law yet? Has he said, you know what, this was a mistake? You don't bring your brother-in-law into your own office. You don't abuse the power like that. You don't act like that much of a holy damn fool. Diego Morales is lucky to have the job as Secretary of State. Hired his brother-in-law, he deserves all the derision he gets. You have to fire your brother-in-law. You look like a ridiculous freak. And when I see you nose-to-nose, I'll say the same. And so we're clear, enjoy the job while you have it, because you have no chance of being on the ballot 3.5 years from now. None. You were lucky to get elected. You have no chance to be on the ballot. A Republican Party that would put Diego Morales on the ballot in 3.5 years' time is a Republican Party that hates itself. Just so we understand each other, sir. I wasn't screaming at you. Other people were screaming at you through the election. I wasn't. I didn't buy into everything. They got to prove their case. But everyone said it was the end of Diego Morales. No, no, no. You hired your brother-in-law. You deserve every piece of derision you get. You don't get to come back. There's no room for you in Indiana Republican politics. End of the discussion. But you can say you made a mistake and fire your brother-in-law. That might be a first step. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.